This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Over the last 20 years, mining for minerals like copper and gold in Wisconsin has been effectively banned by state law. But an effort to bring back this kind of mining is picking up steam and reopening decades-old fault lines between environmentalists and industry. Rich Kramer reports.
A mile south of Ladysmith along the Flambeau River, a small group of lawmakers, environmentalists, and curious citizens are touring the remains of the state's only metallic sulfide mine operated under modern regulations. What was once a deep open pit is now rolling prairie lined with miles of hiking trails. Ladysmith City Administrator Al Christensen led the way.
The original plan here was to mine for 5 years. Because copper prices were quite high during the course of the mine, it was decided to expedite it, and it was pretty well mined out to a depth of about 225 feet in a period of 4.25 years.
The Flambeau mine produced copper, silver, and gold. It was controversial from the start because it processed rock loaded with minerals called sulfides, which when exposed can pollute water. At the time, fear of sulfide mining was so strong that when a larger project was proposed in Crandon by Exxon, a bipartisan group of lawmakers passed a bill that has blocked sulfide mines to this day. Democratic Assemblyman Spencer Black authored the bill. In a 1997 interview on Wisconsin Public Television, he said it was about putting the brakes on an overeager industry.
Those minerals have been there hundreds of millions of years. They're going to be there a few years more. And we should make sure that we don't put our environment and our economy at risk.
The Crandon mine never got off the ground, and the new law became known as the mining moratorium. It required mining companies to give examples of sulfide mines that had operated for 10 years or had been closed for 10 years without polluting in order to get a permit to operate in Wisconsin. It was hailed as a major victory by environmentalists and a substantial blow to the mining industry. Now, nearly 20 years after the passage of the mining moratorium, Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany is pushing to repeal the law. His bill is titled the Mining for America Act, and it would let companies seek mining permits without providing examples of clean mines first. Tiffany says sulfide mining can be done safely, and it would bring a $1 billion industry to a part of the state that sorely needs it.
And I believe that we can do this appropriately. I believe the Flambeau mine in Ladysmith is a perfect example of how we can mine for non-ferrous minerals safely.
Environmentalists are using the Flambeau mine as an example, too. They say it has polluted the Flambeau River and sued the mine company over alleged violations of the Clean Water Act. According to the State Department of Natural Resources, a stream on the property is polluted by copper and zinc, but the source is officially unknown. At a rally held the night before the public hearing on Senator Tiffany's bill, Laura Gauger, who was part of the lawsuit against the Flambeau mine, warned of what was to come.
The stakes are really high on this one. If the industry couldn't protect the water at the tiny, state-of-the-art Flambeau mine that doesn't even have a tailings dam, what hope is there for the waters at the much larger metal sulfide mines coming down the pike if the mining moratorium law is repealed?
The next morning at the Ladysmith High School auditorium, dozens of people testified for and against Tiffany's bill. George Meyer, who served as DNR secretary when the moratorium was passed, said it frustrated regulators because environmental impacts from sulfide mining are very site-specific. He said when Exxon wanted to mine in the headwaters of the Wolf River, they gave examples of what they claimed were clean mines in Arizona, northern Canada, and California.
None of them provided any valuable information on how we should mine in Forest County, Wisconsin. But our staff did get to see some beautiful places.
Tiffany's bill to repeal Wisconsin's sulfide mining moratorium hasn't been scheduled for any votes yet. He hopes to pass it before the end of the year. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.